The parasha begins with the words Vachi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shiva esrei shana. And Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim for 17 years. Many Mefarshim asked a question as to why there was any need to tell us this when this could have been figured out from other information the Torah has already given us. We could have well figured out on our own that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. What need is there for this repetition? The Netziv says something fascinating. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, in his Parish on Chumash, says as follows, that the Pasuk is not just coming to tell us a fact as to where Yaakov lived for those 17 years. Vachi Yaakov is coming to tell us Sheichai Chayim Tovim, whom is the Kanim, that he lived, he didn't just live, he lived, he thrived in a good way. This was a good life, and Mitzukanim, a good and correct and perfect life, Mashalo Hugel Kazeb Eretz Yisrael, something that he was not used to in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov had a very, very difficult life in Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Mitzrayim, goes into Golos, and he gets the best 17 years of his life. Not what we would have expected, that Dafkin Golos, Dafkin Mitzrayim, he would thrive and have a wonderful life, but this is the way it was. And the Netziv, in a footnote, tries to explain why this is the case. We know that as we reach Parshas Vayechi and the end of Sefer Bereishis, we conclude the whole saga of the Avos. And we know that when it comes to the stories of the Avos, they're not just stories, but there's a very deep idea of Masa Avos Simul Abanim, that everything that happens to them happens to us. And while it's true for all of them, for Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov, but it's true for Yaakov most of all, because Yaakov was not just an Av, but he was the sum total of all three of the Avos. And it's true particular for the whole concept of Golos, because Yaakov is considered to be the Av of Golos, the one whose whole life was Golos. He was always on the run, and his life of Golos foretells the life of Golos of Klal Yisrael. And so the Netziv says in this idea that the best years of Yaakov's life was in Golos, he says as follows, V'ikar siba shehirov chiyuseinu begolos. The reason why the Mass of a similar Bana would dictate that most of our existence be in Golos as well. He says, I explained it elsewhere, but here he just sums it up and says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gila l'Avram Avinu, Hashem revealed to Avram Avinu, asher nitnu banav l'or goyim, that his children were designated to be an or l'goyim, to be a light unto the nation. V'zeh i'efshar rak, this is Efshar. It's impossible. Rak except Kishayim Fazorim Begolos when they are scattered throughout the nations. They're scattered in Golos. And the Siv is revealing to us here something fascinating. We tend to think of Golos as just a response to the Averis that we did. We know the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gila, Raya, Shvichas, Damim, idolatry, adultery, and murder. We know the second base of Midrash was destroyed because of sin as chinam, baseless hatred, senseless hatred between one Jew and another. And therefore, we think of exile as just exile. It's punishment. You can't be in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be elsewhere. And you're parked there for as long as Hashem decides that you're parked there, spinning your wheels, waiting for Hashem to redeem us, to send us Mashiach. But here, the Netziv tells us something else entirely. The Netziv tells us that parallel to that truth, that Golos is a punishment, Golos is also a mission. Golos is a mission to accomplish something, to be the Ohr LaGoyim, to be a light unto the nations. And we, of course, need to understand that being a light unto the nations is not referring to having an Einstein, having someone who's particularly brilliant and outstanding scientist, or to speak about brilliant contributions to the arts and literature and so on. That's not what Ohr LaGoyim means. Ohr LaGoyim means to make the world a better place, to make the world more perfect, in the sense of l'sakin olam b'machlo shakai, to do tikkun olam, not the way it's been misinterpreted, but to do tikkun olam in a way that brings machlo shemayim into the world, that brings an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence into the world. And that's our mission. And if you take a look at history, and you look at it in a historic sense, you do see that Klal Yisrael as a whole has had an impact on the world and bring the world closer to truth. The Rambam writes in a couple of halachos in the Rambam and Halachos Malachim that were censored out by the Christian authorities and appear only in certain editions of the Rambam. The Rambam writes about Christianity and Islam, and he says that Christianity and Islam, despite the falsehoods that they include, including a false Mashiach and a false Navi, but they are there are elements of truth in them. And the reason why there are elements of truth in them is because those elements of truth came from us. And the fact is that they do recognize the concept of a Mashiach. They may have misidentified the Mashiach, but they believe in the concept of Mashiach. So when the real Mashiach comes, they'll realize, oh, we made a mistake, and that's the real Mashiach. Or when we talk about a Navi, they may have misidentified someone as a Navi. But when they find a real Navi, when the time for Nevuah comes back to Klal Yisrael, they'll say, okay, well, those are the Nevi'im, and now we understand what Nevuah is. So they understand the idea and their elements of truth in all of the religions, and the reason why they're elements of truth is because they got those elements of truth from us, and this is Klal Yisrael's contribution. And the way we make that contribution is not by going around proselytizing, and not by going around trying to convince anybody, but by being Or L'Goyim, Or is a light, Or is a flame, Or is a candle. And a candle does not have to go from one place to another in order to shed light. A candle is lit in a dark room, and the room isn't dark anymore, and sheds its light everywhere. And that's the way Klal Yisrael sheds light, by existing according to the Nesiv amongst the Goyim, Pizur, to be scattered amongst the Goyim, and to be the people we're supposed to be, and to be the role models we're supposed to be, and to be a model for what it means to be a Maamon, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the values and lifestyle that goes along with that. And then we radiate that light to others. People notice us, they watch us, they see us, whether we like it or not, we're always being watched, and they learn from us. They may admit it, they may not admit it, but we're changing the world. It may be a slow process, it may be a history-long process, but that's the way it has to be. In fact, this idea really is an echo of a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says that, Daf Gimel on the Beis, I believe, on the Pasuk says, Ki ka'aba ruchas ha-shamayim parasti eschem nom Hashem. Hashem says, I've scattered you like the four ruchas ha-shamayim, the four winds of the heavens, or the four directions of the heavens. And the Gemara points out that it doesn't say Be'ar Baruchos HaShemayim, doesn't say that Hashem scattered us into the four directions, but rather Be'ar Baruchos HaShemayim. It doesn't say Be'ar Baruchos HaShemayim in the four directions, but rather Ki'ar Baruchos HaShemayim, like the four heavens, like the four winds, like the four directions of the heavens. And therefore the Gemara says as follows, Kishem Shiyev Ki'ava Ruchos, like the four Ruchos, Kishem Shiyev Shalola below Ruchos, just like the world cannot exist without winds, just like the world cannot exist without winds because the climate of the world would be stagnant and everything would shrivel up and die, Tachi Yev Shalola below Yisrael, so too the world cannot exist without Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. But Rashi adds a few words of clarification over there. He says as follows, She'ein Olam is Kayim. The world cannot exist. Ella b'shul Yisrael, the world only exists on account of Klal Yisrael. Because the pasuk is saying as follows, Ki kedalad ruchas ha-shamayim parasti eschem l'ruchas olam. Like the four ruchas ha-shamayim, like the four winds, or four directions of the heavens, I have scattered you l'ruchas olam. I have scattered you to all the directions of the world. I have scattered you around the world so that the world can exist. Because without that, the world cannot exist. The world needs Klal Yisrael scattered all around the world. Kedeshi is kaim so that the world can survive. And if not for that, the world will not survive. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Em lo b'risi yom v'layla chuk kishmai v'oros kol samti. If not for my bris, if not for my covenant, if not for the truth as expressed in my Torah, all of nature cannot exist. The world cannot exist without Klal Yisrael bringing that message in the way of Or L'Goyim to the rest of the world, bring the message of Emes HaMalchus Shemayim to the world. So this is what the pasuk is telling us. Nachi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. The Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. He thrived in Mitzrayim to model for us how we're going to thrive in Golos and accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish in Golos. In fact, the Nativ himself states this even a little more clearly in Parshas Kisavo. In Parshas Kisavo, he says the following. He says, Nimtza, the result of all this is, says Zeh Hayapius Gadol al Pizur Harav, that this is a Pius Gadol, a great consolation for this Pizur Harav, this great scattering of the Jewish people. Sometimes we may ask ourselves, what are we doing here? We're here for 2,000 years, we're in Golos for 2,000 years, what is this all about? Are we just spinning our wheels, just wasting our time? Says the Nitziv, no, this is a Pius Gadol, this should be a consolation. It's not simply mitzad onesh. It's not just a punishment. This has to do with the tachlis nirtza, the ultimate goal in the creation of shemayim and earth, of heaven and earth, over bechiras uma Yisraelis, and in the choosing of the Jewish people. It's not that we're in goals despite the fact that we are a chosen people. We are in goals because we are a chosen people. And therefore, the Hema, they, the Jewish people, Mechiyov and Lisbol Kozeh, need to accept all this. Kemo Chayil HaMelech L'malkan. Just like soldiers who are fighting for their country have to bear the challenges of fighting for that country and the dangers that go along with that. As a mission, out of loyalty to the king, out of loyalty to the country, so too we have to bear the lot that we have out of a sense of loyalty because we are on a mission. And as I said, this has been Klal Yisrael's mission throughout history. It continues to be our mission. But I think it's also something we need to understand on a personal level. Because on a personal level, we sometimes find ourselves in our personal goals. We sometimes find ourselves in a work environment that may not be exactly suitable for our spiritual development. And we may ask ourselves, what am I doing here? But we need to know, the Sif is telling us, if we're there because we're supposed to be there. We were placed there. Perhaps we are that officer who has been charged with that Kiddush Hashem by going across enemy lines into that foreign territory, into that environment, and to be the person who's supposed to be so that people can notice us and see how a Jew acts, how a Jew acts with integrity, how a Jew acts with dignity, how a Jew acts with honesty, how a Jew is careful, how a Torah personality is careful in the way he talks, in the language that he uses, in the language that he doesn't use, in the jokes that he makes, in the jokes that he doesn't make or won't even laugh at because they're not appropriate. He makes the world a better place because he notices, oh, that's a person I have to act differently around. That's a person who, when I'm in his presence or her presence, I have to be careful with the way I talk and I have to be careful with what I say because that person has sensitivities that I may never even heard of, but now I've been exposed to them. So we each have our Kiddush Hashem to make, and we each have our job to do, and we each have our particular mission, like Netziv says, to be like Chayalim, to be soldiers in the service of the king. And as we do that, and as we accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish, as we are the Ola Goyim to the world, and we make the world a better place, and just like Yaakov Avinu, ultimately, the Netziv says, comes back to Eretz Yisrael after accomplishing what he had to accomplish, so to you, Be'ezet Hashem, be brought back to this world as well, having accomplished our mission and brought the world to where it needs to be, and we too will be Zochel, Orosh HaMashiach, the kingdom of Herav Yemeinu.